and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where now it is up to Congress to approve that final deal between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy to avoid a debt crisis in about a week.
The deal struck between the White House and GOP negotiators late Saturday night would raise the debt limit for the next 2 years. It would keep non-defense spending roughly at the same levels through 2024. The agreement protects social programs such as Social Security, Medicaid, and new programs for veterans' medical care, but would temporarily place new work requirements on some receiving government assistance, including food stamps. The deal would also loosen environmental permitting for new energy projects.
CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand, the House could vote on this deal by midweek. There has been a partial building collapse tonight in Davenport, Iowa. People are unaccounted for. Mayor Mike Mattson.
We will continue to work, continue to evaluate, and with the whole purpose of trying to find people and trying to get them out.
So far, no indication of what caused that partial collapse. The Texas State Senate now has to decide and vote on whether to remove that state's Attorney General Ken Paxton. That after a Saturday vote in the Texas State House, it left him impeached. Many of his fellow Republicans all in on that. In New Mexico, three people are dead, five more hurt in a shooting.
It happened during an annual motorcycle rally known for drawing thousands of people in the town of Red River. Police say the victims were members of two rival motorcycle gangs. Several of those alleged gang members were arrested.
CBS's Jerika Duncan. The Memorial Day holiday weekend also means the Indianapolis 500. This was a wild one. Joseph Newgarden winning his first for the Penske team, telling NBC Sports.
Everyone kept asking me why I haven't won this race. And, you know, they look at you like you're a failure if you don't win it. And I wanted to win it so bad. I knew we could.
The runoff election is over in Turkey. The BBC's Orla Garin reports from Ankara.
Turkey's longest-serving leader will now be heading into a third term in office. For his supporters, of course, that's a cause for celebration. For his critics, it's a cause for fear. It's a cause for concern about the state of the economy, which he is blamed for causing, for example, rampant inflation. And also there are concerns on the part of many here about a further erosion of freedoms, free speech and civil liberties.
Ukraine's been reporting dozens of Russian drones and missiles aimed at its capital and nearby areas, shooting most of them down. The latest claim from Kyiv, more than 40 such air targets destroyed. Meantime, a Russian news agency reports just now that Russia's Interior Ministry has put U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham on a wanted list, apparently in connection with Graham's criticism of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dr. Rick here. If you find yourself getting particular about where you get the weather, you may be turning into your parents.
Looks like it might rain. Let's see what Corey from Channel 2 has to say. He's something else. I like him better than Harris from Channel 5.
You could just look up the weather on your phone.
I like Corey from Channel 2.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. Stem, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
The Memorial Day weekend, the official start to the summer season, first festivals, barbecues, simply enjoying our freedom. But during his Memorial Day speech in 2020, President Joe Biden described it as a day when we must renew a sacred vow, a simple vow, to remember. Remember. Wisconsin was one of the earliest states to recognize a Memorial Day in 1875. Please join all of us at Civic Media as we remember those who gave their lives so we can enjoy our freedom.
AAA expected this weekend to be the third busiest Memorial Day since 2000. That's when they started tracking holiday travel. They projected 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home. 37.1 million will travel by car. Gas prices are lower this year than last, with the average around $3.57 per gallon. That's up 12 cents from a week ago, but almost 80 cents cheaper than this time last year. When you're traveling this Memorial Day, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to slow down on Wisconsin roads and check 511 for roadway updates. Most road construction is on pause for the weekend to open up as many lanes as possible, and all Wisconsin rest areas are open. WISDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to slow down and stay focused on the road ahead. He said that together, careful driving behaviors can help everyone reach their destination safely. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI. From the staff at your locally grown radio station, happy Memorial Day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 47. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs around 84. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I got to tell you, when I hear the announcer say greatest radio show ever, I believe him.
It's true.
And it's always better with your participation. Hour two is the town hall. Get in the car. Call us up. 844-967-2789. Dom, some breaking news. E. Jean Carroll is asking the judge to sort of double-dollop the ice cream on the Trump defamation suit for what he said at the CNN town hall. Here is the latest from CNN. And it's ironic that CNN's reporting that Trump's getting sued for what he said at the completely craptacular CNN town hall. But anyway, CNN reporting, E. Jean Carroll has asked a judge to amend her initial defamation case against former President Donald Trump to seek additional punitive damages after he repeated his statements at a CNN town hall. I mean, the fact that it's still an open judgment and that this
some
could be amended.
You just can't reach.
You know, if I was successfully sued for defamation to the tune of multiple million dollars, let's say.
$5 million, yes.
Let's say it was for 50 bucks, but I lost. I might shut my mouth. I might not go repeat the defamatory lie. You know what I'm saying?
Not you Trump. Might not. The numbers break down as the New York Times reported: $2 million for the sexual abuse, $3 million for the defamation. I wonder if that becomes $6 million. You know what I'm saying?
Dominic, the request was made in a letter to the judge seeking clarity on the initial lawsuit following the jury verdict earlier this month finding Trump sexually abused Carroll and awarding her $5 billion. Carroll's attorney said Trump's defamatory statements repeated during the town hall earlier this month, the CNN town hall, CNN neglects to write, on the CNN town hall earlier this month, go directly to the issue of punitive damages, which are intended to punish the person found liable. Perhaps slow them down, keep them from doing it again. Carroll's initial lawsuit was held up on appeal and relates to statements made by Trump in 2019 when he was the president. The trial involved a statement Trump made in 2022. An appeals court sent the initial lawsuit back to the lower court judge just before the trial. It is up to the judge to determine whether it moves forward. Well, it did move forward, Dom, and Trump is now being sued effectively for another $3 million. Only doesn't have to be another lawsuit. He didn't wait for the ink to dry on the last one. Can they still amend this? I wish I knew.
Is he going to appeal? I don't know what's happening. From the New York Times, a refresher on May 10th, Trump echoed his earlier denials about the episode, calling her account fake and a made-up story. Despite a photograph showing them together, he claimed again that he'd never met Ms. Carroll, 79, calling her a whack job, and said the recent civil trial was a rigged deal.
Rigged.
I mean, this is the same trial that made you pay $3 million for defamation, and then you say the same thing again? The court filing on Monday argues Trump's defamatory statements following the May 9th verdict, quote, show the depth of his malice towards Carroll, since it is hard to imagine defamatory conduct that could possibly be more motivated by hatred, ill will, or spite. This conduct supports a very substantial punitive damages award in Carroll's favor, both to punish Trump and to deter him from engaging in further defamation and to deter others from doing the same.
Well, Dominic, in more Trump news, he is congratulating a new opponent in the Republican field. Of course, by crapping on a differing soon-to-be opponent, DeSantis, we understand, the rumor out of Florida, DeSantis is jumping in the pool on Wednesday. So Tim Scott took the Monday and the lack of a lot of defining news stories and said, today will be my big day. And Donald Trump on Tim Scott, it's a big step up from the sanctimonious. Here's how it's being reported at the Hill, Dom. Former President Donald Trump on Monday, welcome. Did he welcome him? He obviously doesn't think he's much of a competitor. Because if he thought more of you, Tim Scott, he'd already be punching you. You know what I mean? He's an also-ran, according to Trump. Or at least that's my logic. On Monday, Trump welcomed Senator Tim Scott to the 2024 Republican presidential primary, using Scott's entry into the race as an opportunity to chide a rival who considered a more realistic contender, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Good luck to Senator Tim Scott in entering the Republican presidential primary race. It's rapidly loading up with lots of people. Loading up with lots
good
of people.
Words. You've got the best words.
And Tim is a big step up from Ron DeSanctimonious, who is totally unelectable. Then why are you hitting him and not Tim? Trump noted that he and Scott worked together to establish opportunity zones, an investment incentive included in the 2017 tax cut legislation. I call it the Trump tax cuts, passed by Republicans, signed into law by Trump. Scott on Monday, Dom, launched his presidential campaign in his home state of South Carolina, making him the first and likely only senator to enter the race. No Ted Cruz? His speech focused largely on his biography, which he said embodies the American dream. Well, here's an American reality. The Republican Party is not going to nominate a black presidential candidate. That's why, you know, why not be gracious, Trump? The party of white nationalism is not going to elect a black presidential candidate. The whole rationale that Donald Trump ran is because he was humiliated by Barack Obama, the black president. Racism underlies so much of what he does, Dom. And this party has sort of become him. Trump now embodies the MAGA movement. It is the Trump movement, right?
But wasn't it always kind of there and it just came to the surface with Trump?
That's why you say nice things about Tim Scott, because there's no way he is unelectable.
CBS News reporting, Crudy, in a roughly 40-minute speech, Scott, the Senate's lone black Republican, emphasized his personal background, his family, and the miracle of America. Scott declared, I am America, as he blasted the radical left for pushing us into a culture of grievances instead of a culture of greatness. Criticizing the liberal lie that our country is evil, He said he is the candidate the far left fears the most. Well, he never mentioned the Republican front runner, former President Donald Trump. Scott took aim at President Biden, whom he called weak and what he described as a nation in retreat. Quote, my mom's work ethic taught me there is dignity in all work. It's why I know that if you are able-bodied, you work, period. He said to cheers from the crowd at his alma mater, Charleston Southern University. My mama said we could be victims or victors, and she chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. And if I may once again, if you did not listen in the last hour, emphasize that that is complete BS from Senator Scott, because right now in the state of Wisconsin, we have a 2.4% unemployment rate, 1% less percentage point less than the 3.4% nationwide,
which is an extraordinarily low unemployment rate nationally and, of course, in the state.
And in listening to people like Tim Scott, oh, we're retreating away from work. No, we're not. No, we are not. The GDP continues to rise. Unemployment continues to fall. Employment continues to rise. Workforce participation rate continues to rise. Those that leave their jobs are being hired at record rates in other jobs. So excuse me if I don't buy your BS and all you Republicans out there. We are not retreating away from work and dignity. It is not dignity that lets a person spew lies and misinformation, Senator Scott.
Can't that just be his opinion that our nation is retreating?
Sure, you can have an opinion. Like elbows, everyone's got one. But what, based on what are you saying it? Because you feel it inside? Certainly not based on the actual unemployment numbers, the participation rate numbers. You know, the things that economists look at, everyone looks at when you judge whether or not employment and the economy is doing well or not. Come on, man.
But a lot of people, according to the earlier polling from the Hill-Dom, as we talked about in hour one, a lot of people perceive that their personal economy is doing worse. It's always about the economy, stupid. I don't say that to you specifically because you're stupid, but
I understand. Yes, I got
if the shoe fits, man, you know. No, because James Carville said it's the economy, stupid, right?
Sure. Well, that's why they pound on it. It's about the economy, stupid. That's why Senator Scott will go up there and feed you a line of BS about, you know, this new figment of his imagination that we're retreating away from work and dignity. I mean, based on what do you say that? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Based on what, your personal income, everyone else's personal, I mean, what, why? Because, of course, that's the whole point. You got to bash the current guy. He knows this about economics, and the economics are not great for the Republicans right now because they have really good unemployment rate and a decent economy under Joe Biden, the Democrat, especially when you compare to what we were under the former guy.
Not after Republicans blow up the debt ceiling, Dom, then the economy's crashing, and it'll all be Joe Biden's fault. About a third of the people would blame Joe Biden. About 40% would blame the Republicans. And like 16% say there'd be equal blame to go around.
That's probably the case. But I mean, listen, man, that's not happening. This discharge petition, something will break. It'll squeeze five or so Republicans away and we'll continue on. Something will happen. We're not going to crash this economy.
Well, we aren't, but Republicans might. Dom, they always go and they always pray on it, and God always tells them, you should be the candidate, right?
You should definitely run, yes.
I always think, though, maybe God's just trying to humble him a little bit, knock some of the hubris out of him. Tim Scott, welcome to the party, pal. Ron DeSanctimonious, you're next. 844-967-2789, your call is
serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 50 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, high of 81. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
From Five Points and beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Man. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
I can't get these men. Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You're welcome to join us at 844-967-2789.
You know, Tom, we've talked quite a bit. I don't think the people are inspired by the thought of a Biden-Trump 2.0. Both because they find Joe Biden a little uninspiring, and they hate Donald Trump. So it's sort of a bad matchup, but they're like two guys caught in this death spiral, our nation going down with them, Dom. The Washington Post, they got a little focus group I'd like to share with you in the audience for just a minute. Concerns about Biden's reelection swamped by fear of Trump and swing voter focus groups. Here's what they say about Biden. This is not exactly positive, but let me read this. Nearly all of the 15 gathered swing voters described feeling negative emotions when they saw President Biden on television or computer screens. Here are the words they used. Confused, concern, worry, sad, sorry, and even panicked. Every single one said they wish Biden and his old Republican foe, Donald Trump, were not running for re-election. Every single one. Several offered dire assessments of Biden's mental and physical capacities, calling him too old, or speculating about the possibility of dementia. But as the focus group moderator steered the conversation to the possibility of a Biden rematch next year with Trump, the mood clearly shifted amongst these voters, who had all cast a ballot for Trump in 16 and then Biden in 2020.
Ooh, interesting.
9 of the 15 said they would vote again for Biden. 9 of the 15. These were Trump, Biden voters. 9 of 15 said they would vote for Biden again. 3 said they'd go back to Trump. And 3 said they would either not vote or find a third-party candidate. Even a 32-year-old recruiting manager from Phoenix who had described the panic she felt watching Biden came back into the fold. Whatever the step above panicked is, that's what I feel about Trump, said Felicia, a registered Democrat. Dom, the results of the two focus groups conducted by the Washington Post by research firms in Gaseous and Sago echoed the research that Democratic strategists have been doing in recent months in preparation for the 2024 presidential. Public polling has shown clear majorities of the American people, including many Democratic-leaning voters, are concerned about Biden's health and do not want him to run again. But in both focus groups and polling, concerns about another Trump presidency are even greater, leaving Biden in a much better position if the two men meet in a rematch. The only question then becomes, Dom, what happens if the stars don't align? If, you know, Trump gets weighed down by one too many indictments and he's not the GOP nominee, and then you got, you know, Joe Biden, who many of his own supporters question how sharp he might be, let's just say, regardless of age, and I'm not going to throw dementia in the mix. But if it ain't Donald Trump, which would panic so many of the people listening to my voice, how many would be calmed by an Ivy League fascist like Ron DeSantis, Dom? That's my fear. A 44-year-old DeSantis against Joe Biden.
No, I got it. The age is the age thing, and that might, you know, you can't deny that. How much it plays into, of course, is the question. But I think you got to look at it in a practical standpoint. If Trump doesn't run, a lot of those Trump voters, they're not going to vote. They're not going to vote for DeSantis. You know, they're a Trump guy. Or Trump goes third party and blows the whole thing up, right? So, and certainly, I don't think anyone who would even reluctantly vote for Joe Biden are going to all of a sudden go, well, DeSantis is a younger fascist than Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him. I don't think DeSantis gains any Biden voters, and I think any other Republican loses Trump voters. So I think there's going to be some cushion all the way around that entire formula.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the makeup of this little focus group, Dom. The first and foremost, the writer's comments. The results suggest the possibility of a frustrating and dispiriting election season for many Americans who, like the participants in the post groups, do not want to see either of the front runners for the Democratic and Republican nomination as their next president. Nobody wants them, but we're stuck with them, one of the other. The participants in the focus groups included 8 independents, 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans, from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and of course, Dom, Wisconsin.
The Scotties.
Were screened for participation by their 2016 vote for Trump and their 2020 vote for Biden. 9 of the participants were white, 4 were black, and 2 were Asian American. I don't know how you find 4 historically Trump, Biden, black voters, but well done, panel.
Come on, man. Listen, If it's Weekend at Bernie's and Kamala Harris is holding up Joe Biden with a string by the pool, I'm still voting for Joe over whoever the Republicans are throwing out there right now.
844-967-2789. Diane from Madison. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Awesome.
So I was just flipping channels and driving home, and I actually didn't have your channel selected. I lied, but popped up on a religious channel. I don't know how, but they're having a conversation about active shooters. And one of the announcers said, I'm so upset by this comment, said, you know, God forbid a mass casualty shooter would occur at a church. And I'm thinking, what planet do you live on? I mean, there have been instances in churches,
Dylan Roof, in South Carolina, shot up a black church.
You know, and it's like, is it because it wasn't, and I don't want to say something like this, but because it wasn't a white church, mega church that didn't occur, and doesn't it matter? I mean, these are still Americans. These are still people. These are still, you know, victims. I mean, I'm just shocked, and it's kind of like, it goes to the politics, so too. It's, you know, that's them. It's not us, and it's like, we have to remember we are all one. We're all part of this country. We may have different viewpoints. But it goes to that extreme. I was just really bothered by that comment.
Diane, it's a huge Venn diagram where the gun-loving overlap with the God-loving come back more devils.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Flags flew at half staff on Saturday to honor Navy Seaman Second Class David Joseph Riley, who lost his life in the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was among more than 50 Wisconsinites who lost their lives that day. Seaman Second Class Riley was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was sunk during the attack on December 7, 1941. He was killed along with 428 crewmen. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has been working since 2015 to identify the crewmen of the USS Oklahoma. Seaman Second Class Riley was positively identified in 2021. He was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart, the American Campaign Medal, and the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal. He was buried with full military honors in Judah, Wisconsin on Saturday. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. From Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Memorial Day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 47. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs around 84. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Related to 7 countries. That's a lot of countries, Dom. Wonder if Russia's in there.
It's not. Maggie, I got it here, Jacquard. I'll jump in here.
If Maggie Haberman and others reporting
the
that.
New York Times. Yes, it remains unclear precisely what the prosecutors were hoping to find by sending the subpoena to Trump's company, the Trump Organization, or when it was issued. But the subpoena suggests investigators have cast a wider net than previously understood as they scrutinize whether he broke the law in taking sensitive government materials with him upon leaving the White House and then not fully complying with demands for their return. The subpoena, drafted by the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith, sought details on the Trump Organization's real estate licensing and development dealings in seven countries. And here they are, Crudy: China, France, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, and Oman, according to the people familiar with the matter. The subpoena sought records for deals reached since 2017 when Mr. Trump was sworn in as president.
Are they also seeking Jared Kushner's taxes in regards to Saudi Arabia, Dom? Because that would be very curious.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he got paid through the Trump Organization, he'd be in there too. The Trump Organization swore off any foreign deals while he was in the White House. The only such deal Mr. Trump is known to have made since then was a Saudi-based real estate company to license its name to housing, hotel, and golf complex to build Oman. He struck that deal last fall before announcing his third presidential campaign. The push by Mr. Smith's prosecutors to gain insight into the former president's foreign business was part of the subpoena, previously reported by the Times, that was sent to the Trump Organization and sought records related to Trump's dealings with a Saudi-backed golf venture known as LIV Golf, L-I-V Golf, which is holding tournaments at some of his golf clubs. Trump's arrangement with LIV Golf was reached well after he removed the documents from the White House.
I think it's just L-I-V.
L-I-V? All right, yes. Whatever. L-I-V, you're going to be S-O-L soon. Collectively, the subpoena's demand for records related to the golf venture and other foreign ventures since 2017 suggests, Curdy, that Mr. Smith is exploring whether there is any connection between Trump's deal-making abroad and the classified documents he took with him when he left office. Rut-row.
Rut-row indeed, Dom. My understanding also is that, you know, there is more reporting available now to say that perhaps Donald Trump's attorneys took some information in their copious notes that Donald Trump knew what he was doing was illegal and he had been warned in multiple different ways. And he was seeking ways to avoid what he was being directed to do. According to the Raw story, Trump attorney kept incriminating notes, classified documents, and prosecutors have them. There's also a rut-row, Shaggy. Donald Trump's lawyer told the former president he could not hold on to classified materials after he was ordered to hand them over. And federal prosecutors have proof. Evidence, Dom? Like proof? Like
proof?
Nothing like the Durham report, which lacked any proof, was just
conjecture. Senator Johnson from Wisconsin says you have to infer the guilt. I can infer all sorts of guilt for Trump on any number of issues.
Attorney Evan Cochran found about 40 classified documents in the storage room at Mar-a-Lago last June, but told the Justice Department that no further materials were at the private residence, which later was shown to be false after the FBI returned in August with a warrant and seized 101 classified documents, according to The Guardian. Cochran preserved the warning in his contemporaneous notes, which prosecutors showed to a grand jury after an appeals court allowed attorney-client privilege be pierced. What's that fraud crime exception, Dom?
Yes.
Because they found Trump might have used his attorney's advice to commit a crime.
Well, I want to emphasize this point, how important this is and how rare this is. I mean, this is the attorney that he was using for the documents investigation or his defense. This is his own attorney, and his own attorney had to testify for Smith in the grand jury. He got his notes taken. His own attorney on this very case got plucked up and said, oh, all right, we get to see that, because a judge said, yeah, there's a big chance that a crime was committed here and you were using your attorney to perpetuate it.
A little bit more, Dom. Prosecutors, I guess that's the special counselor, Dom, have zeroed in on the Trump valet, Walt Nauta, who told investigators the former president, that'd be Trump, right, told him to move boxes from the storage room
before and after the subpoena was issued for the documents return. And surveillance video shows him doing just that. Although there are some gaps in the footage. What do you think happened during the 18 minutes of missing Gappy?
Well, again, now? Another great point. I think a reason that the security guy and the running security for the Trump organization, a father and son team, were also subpoenaed by Mr. Smith and had to testify to the grand jury.
Well, according to this reporting, Dom, the notes show that Cochran told the valet about the subpoena before he started looking for the classified documents because the attorney needed him to unlock the storage room.
See, it was locked. It was under lock and key. No big deal.
They also show that Nauta offered to help him look through the boxes. Cochran declined and told the valet to remain outside the storage room. But his search lasted several days, much longer than expected.
Oh, poor guy sat outside the whole time.
How much crap is sending in that storage room, Dom? The notes also suggest the storage room might have been left unattended for some periods while the search was conducted. Well, Cochran took breaks to walk the nearby pool area.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's so such hard work flipping through these files. I get a little paper cuts to get some calluses on my fingers.
Got to go out and see the you know, the augmented Mar-a-Lago members. Right. Cochran described Trump's facial expressions and other reactions when they discussed the subpoena, and Trump reportedly was irritated by the high level of detail in his attorney's notes, which he only learned about after they were subpoenaed by prosecutors. I got to tell you, Dom, if I hired counsel, even if I'd perpetrated a crime as, you know, as perhaps being alleged here, and my counselor, my attorney became a witness against me because he took copious notes about how I reacted to the illegal activity that he was advising me on, I would be a little frustrated with count. 844.
Just a tad.
967-2789. CJ, how do you react to the latest, my friend? How are you doing today?
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Did you do some lawn work this weekend, CJ? Got a stiff back, big guy?
No, I pay for it.
Oh, see, I'm just a working
talking
stiff.
About the landscaping, though, man.
Yeah.
Ba-bum-bum.
You guys, so this is the most pressing issue for you guys. I love it.
What's that?
Because we're watching a real Speaker of the House. song and dance.
You cannot be implying Kevin McCarthy is a real speaker, dude.
Yeah, well, he sure has played Biden on this one as he refused to negotiate for 3 months.
You know, Biden offered $1 trillion in concessions, and Kevin McCarthy walked away. Couldn't corral his caucus to accept a good deal.
Because he spent $10 million, and he's taken our country down the toilet.
Trillion with the T, CJ. That's like 25%, 20 to 25% of our budget he offered to cut off. He shouldn't even be negotiating with your terrorist so-called Speaker of the House. But he did.
Do you know that our government is 40% bigger than it was 4 years ago? 40%.
Trump was the president for two of those years, CJ. Since the Trump tax cuts. Yes.
Republican plan does, but you won't do that. You won't dare do that because it's a very reasonable plan.
Hey, buddy.
Plan. And McCarthy
it's not a reasonable plan, CJ.
He passed a bill. He actually passed a bill.
He passed a bill by the narrowest of margins through one house of the Congress, CJ. That's no accomplishment. That doesn't move anything.
Yeah. Well, the rest is Schumer's job and the president.
Hey,
right?
Now, wait, CJ, hang on a second. Let me. What is your response, CJ? And I want you to stay on topic here. That 25% of our national debt incurred under your guy, Donald Trump. Under Donald Trump, the Republicans and the Democrats gave 3 debt ceiling lifts without any strings attached. Why is it now? Do you think that this is the appropriate time? Why do you think this is the appropriate time when 25% of this came under your guy, CJ?
Nancy Pelosi got something for every one of those deals, right? No, you'll
No strings attached, clean.
That's not my understanding whatsoever. If you have some proof of that, certainly lay it out there for us.
What'd you get? What'd you get, CJ?
What do you think the COVID relief package was? But yeah, I mean, you guys need to do a little more research. And stuff.
Come on, man, you can't even say it. Everything was signed by Trump, dude. That, McCarthy, if Trump's signature was on it, he owns it. That means you own it, CJ.
The American Rescue Plan that was signed under Biden.
You've got to come up with some facts. Your guy's been running.
Oh, I'm so sick of you, CJ. Bye. I mean, come on, man. I can't even talk to the dude. He's just, you know, there was a lot of COVID relief that was offered under the Biden presidency. And there was an American Rescue Plan that was signed into law by, under Biden. The first part was under Trump. The second part happened under Joe Biden's presidency. So I am aware that during a international pandemic, both Trump and Biden put it on the credit card. Only when Trump was the president, and I don't remember Nancy Pelosi getting a pound of flesh, but if you say so, see, because you're always right on the money, but it was still clean passage of debt ceiling relief. There was no legislative strings attached. So we might have come to future legislation, might have passed after the fact, but they gave a clean debt ceiling increase three times under Trump because the money's already been spent by then. You want to fight about the budget, dude? Sure, let's do that. But you're fighting about the bills that were incurred under Trump and whether or not we should pay the credit card bill that came due. And the alternative is to blow your credit up, blow the country's credit up. That doesn't seem like a good idea. You always are conservative friends. You know, well, anyone ever didn't pay a bill, that makes them a bad person.
Right.
What kind of a person doesn't pay their bills on time?
Right.
But for the entire government, for all of us, they're willing to walk up to that brink. They're willing to threaten the current president, even though, you know, contrary to CJ's faulty memory, I don't think Nancy Pelosi really did that. I don't see Democrats threatening to shut down the government with frequency, but every time I turn around, there's some Republican performatively doing so. And
CJ,
I think they just,
the sauce is weak.
Yes, that's true. But I think they just do it, the Republicans, not the trolls like C. But I think the Republicans really do it to raise money, you know, to effectively troll the liberals. And they raise money. They're grifting on their small dollar donors.
Well, let's not also forget, you know, the emotional impact of this. I mean, you've got Republicans up there saying, you're not going to get your Social Security. You're not going to get your Medicaid, right? I mean, all these things could blow up. Well, people are afraid, as they should be, if something like that were to happen, if the full faith and credit of the United States was, in fact, brought into question against the Constitution, the 14th Amendment. So not only are they raising money off of it, they're also raising people's fears. That's certainly part of it. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. One segment left, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Crudy, also not just Corcoran, the attorney, Ty Cobb, former White House attorney, he says Trump might end up in jail. We'll get there in your calls next, 844-96-PARTY.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your country financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 46. North winds around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Lows around 55 tomorrow night. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us 844-967-2789. But be patient. As mentioned, Salon.com reporting, Ty Cobb, a White House lawyer from 2017 to 2018.
Do the quote, Todd. Do the quote.
On Thursday, he discussed last week the National Archives' recent decision to hand over 16 records to the Justice Department that showed Trump knew he was not allowed to take documents to his residence. And here is the quote from Ty Cobb. I would not necessarily expand the case to try to prove the Espionage Act piece of it, because there's so much evidence of guilty knowledge on the espionage piece that all they really have to do is show that Trump moved these documents at various times when DOJ was either demanding them or actually present, that he filed falsely with the Justice Department, had his lawyers file falsely with the Justice Department, an affidavit to the effect that none existed, which was shattered by the documents that they then discovered after the search, and the many other misrepresentations that he and others have made on his behalf with regard to his possession of classified documents. I think this is a tight obstruction case, Cobb added. Yes, I do think he will go to jail on it.
Damn! That's it, Wilford Brimley-looking guy with the mustache. Yeah. I thought while he was the Trump White House attorney or whatever, I thought he was going to try to sell me oatmeal at any time.
Totally, man. So, I mean, again, Trump's own attorneys, man. I mean, saying this.
Former attorney.
So Trump's got lots and lots of former attorneys. Very few current attorneys. They're dropping like flies.
844-967-2789. Lynette, listening on KTNF. Welcome, Lynette. What do you got for us?
Hi, Lynette.
Hi. Hi. Since the Republicans always have to rewrite everything, and CJ is reading from the rewritten dictionary, facts. What are facts according to Republicans? Well, not the facts that were in the regular dictionary. And I mean, they rewrite the Bible and Jesus is a jerk. And it's just it's so hard to listen to. And it's like, I'm just always so completely clueless as to what on earth. And CJ is just one of, well, I know people like that too, that just, like, you got to get your facts straight. Well, what's a fact to you? Bizarre.
It's not usually supported by evidence or sources that are credible, Lynette. I mean, if you don't count Fox News as a credible source, and I don't think we do anymore, do we? Not at least since the Dominion suit. Well, then CJ really doesn't have many credible sources. But Lynette, here in the state of Wisconsin, I suspect it's similar in Minneapolis and elsewhere. Right-wing talk radio lies to these people, gins their fear, tells them who to hate. And if they're not doing it, when they get home, turn on the boob tube, Fox News is doing it. I'm shocked that they are not willing to take an active learning step and say, you know what, I'm going to check with a different source. Because every headline I see at Fox News is usually completely different. And it's usually Blue City Democratic mayors let town burn. I'm like, what town is that? You know what I mean? There are no cities burning right now. And I saw over the weekend, Black Lives Matter protesters were sort of screwed by many of these law enforcement activities. They were overly scrutinized in tons of different ways. Where are the Republicans rising up like the supposed patriots of January 6th? You know what I mean? They want to analogize the Black Lives Matter is just like our insurrection. And our guys are the patriots. Well, if it turns out the cops were doing unscrupulous things in their pursuit of dirt on Black Lives Matter protesters, why don't I hear any Republicans standing up for them? I'm just asking. 844-96. We know the answer. I'm just asking rhetorically. 844-967-2789. The good CJ for Beaver Dam. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Hey, well, that's day-to-day, CJ. You know what I'm saying?
I heard earlier about No Mo May. I'm all for
No
it,
Mo May, yeah, yeah. No cutting your lawn in the month of May. With all the flowers and the bees get some pollen.
13 inches high.
How long?
With tons of dandelions. And as soon as you whack off a dandelion, they have this amazing ability to grow like a carrot. And those roots can go like 18 inches deep when you try to dig them out. And, you know, the amount of 2,4-D people have to use to get rid and make their beautiful lawns.
Oh, I got two moronic neighbors. All that poison is going in the water so you can have a green lawn. Yeah, it's just so weird to me, dude.
On the west side and on the north side of our 1.5 acres, it takes about 3 hours to mow. So I get online and I looked up for a thing called Meadow Mix. And here it's about 750 square feet for $55 a seed. I'm like, that's $55 for a pound of Meadow Mix? Okay, that's 750 square feet less than I got to mow.
You know, it's crazy, CJ. I was buying, I went to the local place instead of the, you know, big box store owned by the right-wing supportive Menards guy. But I went to the local place and got my grass seed for the backyard this weekend. I got $52 in two bags of grass seed. I covered about 10 square feet, I think.
Wow. What?
Hey,
come on, man. I mean, let the dandelions grow. Green is green. Who cares?
Oh, I got plenty of dandelions. I just had to patch a couple spots up by the patio. The wife said, let's at least repair the grass here.
Oh, the dogs will do that.
Let you know, the best thing in the world is Zoysia grass, Z-O-Y-S-I-A. It's super compact. Weeds don't like to grow into it. Birds don't like to do anything in it. It is like a very lush lawn. Weeds do not. The root system is so tight. It's Z-O-Y-S-I-A grass, and you can order it by 3-inch by 3-inch plugs or 1-inch plugs. It's
sort of a combination between your Northern Kentucky feathergrass and your
Kentucky says sarsaparilla
and the Northern California sarsaparilla. I got a patent. Thanks for your call, CJ.
Cannonball.
Pizza Box, you got the last one. Cannonball back at you, fella.
Hey, Mike.
Man, just when I was holding out hope that stupid could be fixed, CJ the Fact Machine calls in. You know, I was really upset when I heard Ted Cruz talking about how Budweiser is targeting children when literally children are being targeted by weapons in classrooms and on the streets. What do you think of that, CJ? You ever feel bad about things like that? Probably not.
Well, if he does, he drinks plenty of Bud Light and makes it go away, Pete's Box.
I'm a Bud man too, but you knew that already.
Different sort of Bud man, I suspect.
Uh-huh.
The NFL Draft coming to Green Bay in 2025. Sponsored by Bud Light. Suck it, you conservatives. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Don't forget the Paul Revere Show at 7. Native Roots Radio in the meantime. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR
Administration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news.